I've changed my sermon a little bit, so we'll skip the scripture reading. Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer. Father God, I remember a song called Come Holy Spirit. And today I want to pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will come and visit us. Come, Holy Spirit, dark is the hour. We need your filling, we need your love, and we need your mighty power. Stir us today, visit us, come revive your church today. We sincerely pray, and we expect to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit today. Come, minister to us, speak to us, and change our lives. We need a renewal. We need the Holy Spirit to help us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I've chosen this topic all of a sudden because I was trying to prepare my message based on turning point. But I changed my mind a little bit, and then I changed the scripture reading passage. Turning point. Maybe 2017, we need a turning point. Maybe we'll be living in a very routine life, even a Christian life, for too long. We need renewal. And we need a turning point. Did you know that in Oregon there's a city called Boring? And then in a city or a village, a very small village in Scotland called Dow. So the two villages or a small town, they paired up themselves. So they have signs saying, "Welcome to Dow, pair with Boring, Oregon, USA." Sometimes we face boredom. Sometimes our lives are getting bored and dull. I remember when I was facing the ordination exam panel. At that time, there was a panel of 10 pastors, including the district superintendent. They asked questions covering all the doctrinal points, and also my calling and other questions. And one of our questions was a case question. One of our pastors asked, "Pastor Paul, just in case one of your members came to you and said, 'Pastor, I have believed in Jesus Christ for a very long time. I've been spending time studying the Bible. I have daily devotion. I have get involved in church ministry. I also participate in short-term missions. But I still don't feel the fulfillment. I still feel that there is something missing. I feel bored. I feel dull.'" Actually, the question was only an introduction leading me to answer the question is crisis experience, which is A.B. Simpson's, our Alliance founder, pointed to us and encouraged us to make a turning point, a crisis experience, to change our life. A.B. Simpson said, "Well, the conversion decision was very important, but that was the historical one-time event. But feeling with the Holy Spirit is something that you should make one intentional decision and then live a life continuously. Every day you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. But you have to make a decision. That is called crisis experience, a turning point. Now don't be scared when you see the word crisis. Okay? A couple in this congregation, their home apartment complex was in fire. That was crisis. And then a big crisis was last May, Fort Mac, 90,000 people evacuated from the city. That was a crisis. But what about crisis experience? What are you talking about crisis experience? Crisis experience means a very sharp turning point. You have to make a decision. I've been living this life up to this point, but I want more. I want God to be more closer and intimate to me. I have to make a decision. Crisis experience. So that from now on, I live a different life. Let's read this scripture, just one verse. Let's read it together. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what Dr. A.B. Simpson was trying to ask, encourage us to make a decision to be filled with the Holy Spirit. All right? So, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, first, it is a command. The Bible verse that you have just read was in imperative mood. That means this is an order. This is a command. Now, God has given us a gift. When we believe in Jesus Christ, that moment, Holy Spirit is given to us as a gift. We have the Holy Spirit, and then Holy Spirit distributes spiritual gifts to us. So again, more gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit. And then the third aspect is Holy Spirit filling us is another gift. This is the one that we will be talking today. Number two, what does it mean by filling of the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is not a substance, not a liquid. How can you fill a container? Fill us. Now, let's look at this verse again. Do not get drunk, and instead be filled. Now, why linking drinking and feeling together? We have no idea. Why? Why drinking and feeling are associated? Now, when you look at alcohol, it may be very attractive, somewhat addicted to, but if you are drunk, if you abuse alcohol, you may be in trouble. Your life will be a mess. If you drink and drive, you'll be accused of driving under the influence, DUI. Okay, going back to this Bible verse, do not get drunk. That means if you are under the influence of the alcohol, or if you are under the influence of other drugs or other people, or other substance, and then your life, your performance, your behavior will be different. Instead, Scripture is telling us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means if you are not influenced by other things that will lead you to a messy life, better let your life put under the influence of the Holy Spirit so that spiritual gifts will be given to us, spiritual blessings will be generated in us, and we will become a blessing to others. So instead of being influenced by the other things or alcohol, instead be filled with the Holy Spirit, asking God to fill us so that we will live a different life. Number three, what happens if you fill with the Holy Spirit? If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll be a lot different. Now, I found this booklet around the info counter. I don't know whether we still have this. I know we have a bundle flowing around the shelves or behind the info counter. We may still have this. That's the booklet that's telling us how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, how the lives will be changed. Now, using the four spiritual law, I think the same author wrote four spiritual law. So it's telling you that an unsaved person, his life is in the circle, the Christ, the cross is outside of his life, and then his life will be a mess. Those dots represent aspects of life, education, health, and relationship, career, different aspects of life. That will be a mess. If you have the S means self, that person, he is putting himself on the control chair or the throne. His life will be a mess. That is the unsafe person. But a person may believe in Jesus Christ. He has Jesus Christ in his life. So the cross is within the circle. But he or she is still on the throne, in the control chair. His life is still a mess. Maybe a little bit better than the former one, but his life is still a mess. So we call this kind of person carnal Christian or worldly Christian. And then this is something that we have to learn and apply. If you put Christ, the cross, on the throne, and you sitting beside or standing beside him, following him, those dots means everything is in good order. You will find these diagram in that little booklet. So if you can find one, take one home and spend a few minutes to read it over. The result of being filled with the Holy Spirit, your life will be in order. Your life will be producing, the right-hand side means the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Your life will be different. If you have the Holy Spirit filling your life, the Holy Spirit will become the guiding force. Now, Holy Spirit, the Spirit, the word Spirit actually means wind or air. Can you see wind? Can't see it. But you know when it is blowing on your face. And you see air? You can see air. But when I blow, you can hear. So the Holy Spirit, we cannot see the Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit exists. It's a living being, a person of God. So if the Holy Spirit, the wind is blowing, just like a sailboat. Sailboat usually do not have a motor. Well, how can a boat move? It's by the power of the wind. The sails themselves cannot move the boat, but the sails receive the wind. So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are receiving the force of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will move us, advance us, and also move us to the right direction. So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have that advantage. Holy Spirit is also helping us to have a closer relationship, an intimate relationship with God. This jellyfish obviously is in the water. Can I say water is in the jellyfish? Jellyfish is in the water. Water is in the jellyfish. Which one is correct? Both. Our relationship, according to John 15, the vine and the branches, you cannot separate them. You cannot separate the jellyfish and the water. Jellyfish is in the water. Water is also in the jellyfish. That's the close and intimate relationship between us and God. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have that experience. We'll feel God is so close. He is embracing us. And even inside of me, I am in Him and He is in me. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the result, we have mighty power helping us to do our ministry, live our Christian life, help us to minister to others, to preach the gospel. That's one typical and example. It's the coming of the Holy Spirit for the very first time, chapter 2 of Acts, when Peter stood up with the 11 apostles. He raised his voice and started to preach. And then verse 41, those who accept his message were baptized. And about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Remember, Peter was a fisherman. He didn't go to seminary to learn how to preach. I prepare a sermon. I need at least 10 to 20 hours. At least. Peter did not prepare his sermon. He was mingling with other disciples. But the Holy Spirit came, and then he just rose, spoke, and then 3,000 people came to Christ. That's the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the result. We just read Ephesians 5:18. Following 18, we have 19 and 20. Let's read these two verses together. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Holy Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's telling us that if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, if we're not drunk, we're influenced by the Holy Spirit, that's the result. We speak to each other, singing songs, hymns, praising God. We make music. And then always give thanks to God for everything, in all circumstances. In a stormy day, in a calm day, when you have life challenges, tough times, can you give thanks to God? Can you praise God? If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then that's the result. You can thank God. You can praise God. Remember the song that we sang, 10,000 Reasons? Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. is praising and thanksgiving. Can you do that when you are in deep trouble, in deep waters? Can you still make music? Can you sing to each other in songs, hymns, spiritual songs? I usually joke when people ask me, "Hey, Pastor Paul, join us singing this song and that." I said, "I can't sing. I can only sing in the shower." Remember someone recently in the news? That she was the singer of Singing in the Rain. We can sing in the shower. We can also sing in a storm. Storm of various life issues. Maybe we are in the deep water right now. Maybe we will face life challenges tomorrow. Can we sing still? Can we still praise the Lord and give thanks in all circumstances? Hearing 1 and 2 and 3 sounds good. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that I may have power to serve. I may have discernment from the Holy Spirit. I may be empowered to share the gospel. Is it for me? That means some people think filling with the Holy Spirit is that belongs to the pastors and elders and all the church leaders. I'm a small potato. I'm nobody. Why should I be filled with the Holy Spirit? But as I have said, it is a command. It is for everyone. We should all be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is for me. I'm qualified. I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. I can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not only the leaders of the church can be filled. If you have the eagerness to allow the Holy Spirit to fill you. Are you thirsty for God? Are you thirsty, longing for God to come into your life? As I have said, I in Him and He in me. Do you have that longing? Are you thirst to be filled, eager to be filled? It said, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I am thirsty. I am hungry. I want God to come into my life." Do you have that desire? If you have that desire, good. You're one step closer. And then you have to think of, hey, my life control. Who is on the throne? I use this illustration to to tell people, you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to take the driver's seat. You invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Don't let Him sit in the passenger seat or the back seat. You allow Him to take the wheel, take the driver's seat. Are you willing to allow the Holy Spirit to take your life and control your life and drive you, move you? If you're willing, then that's good. You're ready to ask. So ask God. Pray. Pray that the Holy Spirit will come. Even today, even right now, you can say to God, "Oh, I heard 3 points. 1, 2, 3. I understand what it is. And even I can be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm willing. God, fill me right now." You can pray and ask that God will come into your life. It's very simple. So, 3 points. It is a command. It is the meaning of that filling with the Holy Spirit. And the result, we all heard, and you are qualified. When you are filled, there is no thunder and lightning. There is no strange phenomenon. Nothing special may happen. Some people do. In chapter 2, book of Acts, you see people speaking in tongues, but that is a very special case. Not necessarily that everyone will be speaking in tongue, but that will be very normal, natural, that the Holy Spirit fill you. It's by faith that you receive the Holy Spirit. Maybe nothing special, feeling and emotional that you will feel, but the Holy Spirit will fill you and change your life gradually in a process. You don't have to expect, you don't expect that the Holy Spirit will change you overnight, but gradually you'll be reflecting the fruit of the Holy Spirit. 9 aspects of the fruit. Maybe you do not notice, but other people can tell. Your family members may ask, who is that? That is not the father I used to have. Who is that? How come my son changed drastically, totally? Who is that? That is not the same mother that I used to have. Because you are changing, but you do not notice. Other people can tell. There was a story that I used to share in Alpha course. During the gold rush years in Alaska, there were 6 persons trying to find gold, and they finally found gold. And they said to one another, hey, let's get rich now. Tomorrow we are going in town, and we are going to buy supplies. We get food. Get food and tools and everything that we need. And then we'll come back and then spend 3 months to take gold out of the mine. They all agree, and then they all went into town. And then they went into town, they did not tell a soul about that discovery. So they spent a night in the hotel, and I get everything ready to go back to the mine. So the next morning, they went out from the hotel door. They found 150 people standing outside waiting for them. They were all waiting to follow them back into the mountains to dig gold. And the 6 person look at each other. Now, who is leaking the secret to the public? How come we have 150 people waiting for us? We thought, 6 of us will get rich. They look at each other and nobody said, everyone said, I didn't do it. I didn't tell. No one leaked the information to the public. They were very curious. How come 150 people are waiting for us? So they asked the crowd, hey, how come you guys know we found gold? They said, the minute you came into town, we know. We look at your face expression, how you spend your money buying things, your conversation, your attitude. Very little things has give us evidence that you have found it. So we are all ready to follow you, to go into the mountain to let go. So if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you may not have thunder and lightning. Nothing drastic change, but gradually your life will be different. People will know. People will observe. People will appreciate you have a new life. And they wonder why you're making such a change. So I encourage you to pray to God and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Make a big change. Renew you in this new year. And pray that 2017 will be a different year, a blessed year. Not only that you will receive spiritual blessing, you will become a blessing to many, many others. I like Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I will tell you, honestly, I do not deserve to be a pastor. I do not deserve to be your senior pastor. I'm just an ordinary person. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask the Holy Spirit to come into my life. I don't have the ability to speak in tongues and do miracle works, but my life has changed. The Holy Spirit within me empower me to serve you. The Holy Spirit give me discernment to decide what to do and sort out things in the church, issues to deal with. So the Holy Spirit is inside of me, allowing me to serve you. It's not poor Choi. He has the ability and strength to serve you. But like the eagle, I have the freedom, I have the strength, I have the eyesight, I have the Holy Spirit to help me so that I can serve Fraserland. You can do that too. Just ask God to come into your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you today. Are you willing to ask? Ask the Holy Spirit to come and take the driver's seat. Your life will be different, I promise you. I don't want to say Happy New Year. If you are not happy, you come and ask for a refund. But if I say, filled with the Holy Spirit, your life will be different, different for the good. If you are not happy, you ask Him, because that's a command from the Bible. The following time is our communion time. Communion time is to remember Jesus Christ. We'll give you some quiet moment to pray. And when you pray, and you consider filling with the Holy Spirit is something that you long for and expect the change in your life, this is a good time. January the 1st, 2017, filling with the Holy Spirit begin in your life. So when you pray, you add that invitation in your prayer.